He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am none other than the Gadget Professor coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a great and very unique show for you today. We're going to take a look at a grill, of all things, and boy, I'll tell you, this thing is really fantastic. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. We're so happy to have you. The Gadget Professor Show is heard in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. And you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all the email. Well, let's take a look at this grill because I am actually very excited about it. This is called the Fuego Gas Grill, and this is what it looks like. There's several different models here, and I got to tell you, these things are very, very, very cool for sure. This was launched in November of 2017, as I understand it, and it was based on an award-winning design by Robert Brunner, and he was the former chief designer at Apple. That's kind of neat in itself, and he also was designer of the Beats by Dr. E or DRE, and cool guy, knows what he's doing, no question about it. Now, this grill is light, lively, and it certainly does a super job. So without any further ado, let's take a look at a video that I've assembled, and we'll take a look at basically how you construct this, how you assemble the grill, how you use it, and what it looks like. It's really something. So let's take a look. So the first thing you want to do is check out the manual that you're supplied with. This instruction manual is very, very well done. It takes about 30 minutes-ish to assemble the grill. There's only 20 fasteners. You really only need a screwdriver and a pliers, if so. It's very simple, and this is so well laid out. I can't give it higher grades than it actually is. It's just perfectly done. But it shows you, it gives you the safety tips, which obviously you'd have to know. But I mean, you can see it just gives everything nice and clear. It shows you all the parts. There's absolutely no guesswork. It's probably one of the easiest grills I've assembled ever. And I've assembled quite a few in my time. Everything is very simple. It shows you exactly what nut, what screw, and the way they're pre-packaged is really nicely done. So don't worry about assembling it if you have any mechanical skill whatsoever. Again, 30 minutes, it's 20 fasteners, and they're pretty much all screws. Phillips head screwdriver, and away you go. So let's take a look now at what it looks like when you receive it. So this is what the box is going to look like when you get it. It's very nicely packed. Of course, you have the styrofoam there, and you just pull out the pieces, and literally, I line them all up so I get a clear view of all the pieces, and just follow the instructions. It's very simple to put together. You can just see the pieces go one by one, follow your instruction guide, and just go through the steps. It's very, very simple, and I'm sure anybody can do that. You just need a screwdriver, and it just falls in place, and of course you have the pictorials that will guide you each way. So there's the grill put together, and I threw in one of those Rhino containers with gas, and boy, I'll tell you have a huge area. The whole grill takes up 24 by 24 footprint, and you got 525 square inches to be exact, including that 110 square foot warming rack there up on top. So you really have everything that you want. This thing will fit 20 quarter pound burgers all at the same time. So we created a wonderful meal. We put some zucchini there and grilled that, and boy, I'll tell you, it was absolutely phenomenal. And as you'll see as we turn this, you'll see the nice crisp grill lines in that, and the grill does not flare at all. You'll see that little spark up there, that dies down in like a second or so, and really nice. We put a bunch of asparagus on there, as you can see, and it's wonderful because it cooks evenly. Most of the heat, or the intense heat, I should say, is distributed in the, at the perimeter. And then it's a little less hot, if you will, in the center of the grill. And in a couple seconds, we'll see the actual control that you'll use to control the heat, the rheostat there that will give you more or less heat. But as you can see, no flare-ups, does a wonderful job of grilling, tremendous amount of real estate there. And really, the way it's positioned, the way they designed the grill, is you're not going to get burned by anything when you're using the actual utensils. It does a wonderful job. Look at those grill lines. Nice, nice. So this has actually brought back the fun in preparing meals again. And then, of course, we put the filet mignon on. And I gotta tell you, it was probably the best pieces of meat that we ever had. That grill did such a wonderful job. And again, you can cook these up fast or slow. It depends upon where you position it on the grill, how much heat you want. But it really does a nice job. What's neat is this thermometer is built right into it, and the grill claims that it's gonna get to 500 degrees in 5 minutes, and I was very doubtful of that. But the truth of the matter is, it did. And right there's your pullout for cleanup. And I'll tell you, after cooking all that for dinner, there was literally nothing to clean in that pot when we were done in that little pullout tray. So the cleanup is a breeze with this. As I said, there's just nothing to clean out. There's a dial that controls the heat, and you can put that wherever you want. And as you'll see, it's all visual there. You can put it up high or low or wherever you want to adjust. It's electric start that works instantaneously. They even provide the battery. So this grill just does a wonderful, wonderful job, and I am extremely pleased with it. And actually, I highly recommend the Fuego grill. So there in a nutshell, you have it. The grill worked absolutely fantastically. It worked better than I ever anticipated. The heat was nice and even. A lot of the grills that I've used in the past flare up and there's grease everywhere. This cooks so cleanly and so smoothly. It was absolutely a pleasure. And I also enjoyed having that 525 square foot playing field, if you will. It did a nice job. The heating controls were very even, if you will. There weren't any like hot spots when you turn the control up, so all that's real good. The other thing I wanted to point out, let's take a look at the website here. But the thing that's nice about this, and I didn't mention it but I will now, is on the bottom here you can actually see the feet here. Two of these actually lock, and they hold the grill firmly in place. So wherever you have the grill, you can just very simply roll it. It's very light, and then lock it in position when you want. They also have a lot of accessories that you can buy, and some of these things are really cool. One of the things that I really liked about it is this shelf here. This is a professional clip-on shelf that clips on the side. I pointed it out in the video, but that was a real nice feature. The other thing is they have these gas conversion kits, and they're very reasonably priced, $50. So depending upon the type of grill that you purchase, you can just spend another $50. And now if you have gas like I do outside, you can just get rid of the propane tanks completely. And just if it's going to be stationary, obviously, you can hook it up to these conversion kits. Very, very nice. Now, they also come with a cover, and I highly recommend the cover. This is what they look like. They're very well made. And what the folks at Fuego are going to do is if you buy a gas grill between now and I think the end of June, just mention the Gadget Professor Show, and you'll actually get this. There's actually a code that you can mention. I'll put that up on the screen here so you can see that. But for watching the show, they're going to give you that for free. So that's a good deal. Right now, I know they're running a special. If you just sign up for their, I think, newsletter, you're also going to get the Fuego Digital Meat Thermometer free. And that's a $20 value. So they've got all kinds of really neat things. Now, in a couple weeks, I'm going to do another show on this grill because I was so pleased with it. And they have a pizza stone, and that should be really cool. So we'll try that out, and we'll come back in a few weeks and of course give that a try. So there are a lot of very nice accessories that you can buy, and for sure they have a great web page. You can buy the grills directly from them. The one that you saw was the F24C, and I have nothing but praise for it. It worked that well. So again, the company is called Fuego. And you can go fuegoliving.com. And I think you'll be extremely pleased with these modern and very functional and clean burning grills. So there you go. Apps of the day, very cool stuff today. This one is called Annie. It's a baby monitor. And if you have an old phone that's just sitting there, this is the perfect use for it. And as I understand it, the way this works is you'll have two phones, a husband and wife or sister and brother, or an old phone and a new phone, whatever combination of two phones you had, you'll add this app onto this. And there's a little movie here, but you'll be able to put that monitor wherever you want and watch your kids or your babysitter or whatever it is that you want to do. Great use for an old phone, no question about that. Another app that I'm really liking is called Google News. I like this a lot. This tells you really in a nutshell what's happening around the world, and you're able to fine-tune this. Your briefing, it can be nearly impossible to keep up with every story that you care about. With your briefing easy, With your briefing, it's easy to stay in the know with what's important and relevant to you. Your briefing updates throughout the day bring you the top five stories you'll need to know about, including local, national, and world content. So you can customize this if you so desire, but it's really a nice synopsis news viewer, if you will. I enjoy using it, and I believe this is compatible with both the iOS and the Droid operating system, so check that out. Now, as most of you know, and if you don't, I'll tell you, I have an iPad Pro that I love. This is by far one of the better apps that are available for the iPad. This is free, and it's called Paper by 53, and this does a great job. This is a good app if you want to do sketching or capturing your ideas or just even doodling. It does a real professional job, and for free. You're not going to find a better app out there, even if you pay for it. This works real well. Find your flow, sketch, draw, diagram, color with write notes, no matter what your inspiration. You can get it down on paper. Capture your ideas beautifully. 3D journals that keep you focused and help you be creative in your flow of ideas. Fast gesture-based navigation makes it easy and natural to use paper. So this goes on with a whole plethora of really cool features. And if you like, there's a subscription if you so desire that. I don't use the subscription. I don't need it. But this works real, real well. Now, if you're really artistically inclined, and unfortunately I am not, I can't even draw a straight line with the ruler. But this is another app. It's going to cost you $10. I only recommend this for the iPad. And if you have a pen, this is almost a must-have. But this is called Procreate. You can see here by the screens the amazing illustrations that you can do. Really something else. And again, you'd have to have an iPad Pro and the Apple Pencil to achieve any of this. But it's really stunning 64-bit color. Very, very, very nice. I wish I was that skilled. But you can do layers and pretty much all kinds of things you can create, keyboard shortcuts. You can program advanced features with this. I fooled around with it. It's very, very nice. The layer feature is particularly nice. So if you're at all skilled in art, this would be a great, great app for you. And of course, you could print all that out when you're done with it. So check that out. It will set you back a full $10. But if you can afford the iPad Pro and the iPad Pencil, then you can afford the $10 for the Procreate. This app is something I've been waiting for a long time. This is only available for the iOS devices through your Apple Store. This is going to cost you $6, and I'm telling you, it's worth every penny of it. File browser, computers, plus cloud. This is the app that makes it easy for you to take your iPhone or your iPad and plug it into your computer, no matter what it is, see what's on it, and drag and drop. I love it. Use your iPhone or your iPad to connect to your home computers, your network drives, and your cloud storage, allowing you to easily open, transfer files and folders from anywhere to anywhere. So if I have folders on my PC that I want to bring into my iPhone or my iPad, I just drag and drop the way it should be, and the same thing vice versa. If I want to bring my photos or my videos that I've just taken on the iPhone, I can just find them quickly, easily, pictorially, and drag them into the file onto the file section that I want on my PC. I love this app. There's over a million users worldwide. I can understand that. And File Browser is the original and best file manager and viewer for the iOS. You can view Microsoft documents. You can view Apple Pages, Numbers, Keynote files, view any text file, PDF and image file annotators. Excellent. Saved editable edited files back and forth in either direction. I like that. Here's one for you. Zip and unzip files. Yeah, on your iPhone, you can use a zip file and unzip it. Capture PDFs, photos, great for filing expenses. Sync documents to all your devices on the iCloud. Supports iOS multitasking and split screen. And it just goes on and on and on. Yes, you can use this with Chromecast and the Amazon Fire. You have to get this app. It's called File Browser, and really good app, really good app. Now, a few comic book freaks out there, and I have to confess, occasionally I do read a comic book. Yeah, I do. And this is one of the readers that I will use. It's called the Chunky Comic Reader, and this is great. And a lot of you who are Prime members, I don't know if you know, Amazon Prime members, you can get free comic books from that. Yeah, so this is one of the readers that I use, and again, it's free. And if you like comic books, it really feels like you're reading the full view rather than a little square sliding up and sliding down. For some reason, though, and I think it's just because of my age, I still prefer the comic book in my hand. I just like the tactile feel of the paper, and I don't think I'm ever going to change that. If I had my choice between reading something in a book and reading it on the iPad, I would choose the book, and it drives me nuts. Even manuals, even photo manuals and instruction manuals, I hate reading them on an electronic device, but that's just me, and I do it, but I much prefer the paper copy for sure. Now, if you like to do selfies, this is the app that you gotta get. It's free. It's available for any platform that you like. It's called YourCam Perfect Photo Editor. This does a great job. This is the top selfie camera and photo app out there. This will create collages, frames, and stickers. One touch to brighten tired eyes. Remove blemishes. Yes, smooth wrinkles. And slim your face for the perfect selfie in seconds. This app is on steroids for sure. If you want even more stuff, you can do a monthly subscription. You can do a monthly subscription for $2.99, quarterly for $7, and $18 for a year if you want to save HD photos and remove the watermark, so on and so forth. But check this out. It really does a nice job, and I know you're going to like it. So YourCam Perfect is a great, great app. I know you're going to like it. You may be fine with the free version. It does put a watermark on it, but it's free. What can you do if you want to get rid of the mark? You can just spend a couple bucks, and you're going to get a great app that's a lot of fun and also unlocks your creativity. So that's going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor this week. I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.
Thursday. So long for the Gadget Professor. All right, and now for let's do some apps of the day.